Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news. Ottawa City Councillors have moved to reform joint and several liability, which could have implications for future claims made against the city. In a meeting of the Finance and Economic Development Committee, or FEDCO, on Tuesday, councillors voted to recommend City Council reform joint and several liability. The decision was prompted by a call to action from the Association of Municipalities Ontario, or AMO, who want to implement full proportionate liability in its place. In their call to action, AMO urged municipalities to bring the matter to the table at their next meeting. According to the AMO, liability and risks are one major driver of exponentially increasing insurance costs. Several and joint liability is when multiple parties can be held equally responsible for wrongdoing, and the plaintiff can seek damages from both parties equally. If one party is unable to pay the full cost of damages, the plaintiff can seek the remaining reparations from the other party. AMO asserts that joint and several liability has caused municipal insurance rates to rise in Ontario, which is ultimately reflected in municipal property tax rates. Full proportionate liability allows the plaintiff to pursue damages from multiple parties in proportion to their individual responsibility for the damages. The reformed legislation has been in the works for over a decade, according to a 2010 report to FEDCO. The report states that Ottawa's current system has had a major impact on the city's approach to managing risk and defending litigation as it arises. It indicates that, since it's responsible for a large number of assets, Ottawa has paid more than its fair share in litigations for damages it says it isn't responsible for. Residents can sue the City of Ottawa for personal damages if they were the result of neglect in maintaining city-operated facilities or services. Some of the most common claims made against the city concern potholes, flooding, tree maintenance, and improperly parked city vehicles. In 2021, former city staffer Stephanie Dobbs sued the City of Ottawa for $325,000 for loss of salary, denial of the opportunity to earn income, and loss of earning potential. Dobbs was plaintiff number two in the Integrity Commission's investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct made against Councillor Rick Shirelli beginning in 2019. Dobbs provided testimony that she was sexually harassed by Shirelli and was forced to work in a hostile environment while in his employ, which violated her contract with the city. Some of the recommendations made by AMO include putting a cap on legal payouts and adopting further measures to decrease the city's insurance premiums. Councillors will meet again on February 9th to discuss the recommendations before passing the matter to the Attorney General. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.